Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Hello, kids. This is Risk, the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. I'm Kevin Allison, and every Thursday we release these special episodes where we look back at content from our earlier years, sometimes single stories, sometimes whole episodes. Keep in mind that years ago, people might have worded things differently than they would today. As always, the title of the whole series, Risk, is itself a content warning. This week, a story that Mike Schmidt first shared on the podcast in June of 2011. Here's Mike now with a story we call, Excuse Me While I Kiss This Guy.
Let me tell you, folks, when I was 22 years old, it was my 22nd birthday, 1989. Went out for the evening, and you know, when you're 22, or even when it's your birthday, I don't give a fuck what your age is, but when you go out on your birthday, you want to get laid, right? That's what you want to do. You want to have sex. Or perhaps you don't, as I'm met by a wall of silence. No, I'd like a good book, some warm milk, and I'll be in bed by 6. Fantastic. Happy birthday to all of you. Well, at 22, I'm a fucking walking hard-on, so I didn't care at that point. I don't care if it's in a club, at my house, at somebody else's house, in an alley. I'm getting fucking laid. So, unfortunately, my woman that I was dating at the time, the woman I was dating, my girlfriend, had to be home that night with her husband. Which will tell you a little bit about me as a guy. In my 20s, that's what I did, was I dated married women because it meant I didn't have to have a commitment. I could just go ahead and date married women and do whatever the fuck I wanted, because then when they got pissed off at me for being with another girl or doing whatever, I got to just look at them and go, look, I'm not the one who goes home and sleeps with a different guy every single night. And then I would smirk at my brilliance and walk out. So unfortunately, the woman I was dating at the time was home with her husband. And so I was going to go out with my roommate, my buddy Ransom. I had another friend that I used to hang out with all the time, a woman named Katie. Katie was another married woman that I hung out with, but unfortunately, I did not get to rail her. Wanted to, desperately. That kind of thing where, like, you'd be sitting at a table and we got along great and everything was fantastic and we made each other laugh. We did everything together except fuck, which was depressing for me, but fine for her. Why? I don't know, but it was. But she was married. She had 3 kids, but we used to hang out and have a great time. So my 22nd birthday, I go out with Katie and I go out with Ransom. And it was like most of the times I went out with Katie, I just sat there and touched her shirt and smelled her hair and wished that she'd come over to my way of thinking. Didn't happen. So my birthday, I decided, you know what I'm going to do? I can't get laid. I'm going to get drunk. Now, I'm not a guy who drinks. I've been drunk 10 times in my life. Tonight may be 11 if you don't pick it up. holy God. So I don't drink a lot, but I decided, you know what, fuck this. I'm going to go ahead and drown my sorrows. I'm going to get loaded. So we're out at the bar. I get drunk. I mean, plowed drunk. And I'm a fun drunk. I'm a decent guy when I'm drunk. I'm not an obnoxious guy to me. Everybody else in the bar might have had a different opinion of that because Ransom goes, hey, why don't I take you home? I said, sure, sounds great. So I hopped in the car. He drove me home, and he split. He went back to the bar. So it's the middle of the night. I'm lonely. I'm drunk, really fucking drunk. And I'm not going to get laid, so I make a decision. For my birthday, I'm going to get myself a present. For the first time ever, I'm going to call a phone sex line. And I'm going to do a birthday jerk-off like I've never done before. Unfortunately, my hands aren't married. I don't know if they'll cooperate, but that's fine. I'm still in. So I stumble into my house, and I decided, I'm like, fuck this. I'm calling a sex line. Because we'd always joked about them. You see commercials on TV, and they'd always be advertising in the paper. This is, you know, fucking 1989. So they were, it was when they, like, 900, 976, they had just started. So I'm like, fuck this. I'm jerking off. That's what I'm going to do, damn it. I'm calling a phone sex line. So I stumble into my house, and I should tell you this. I shared an apartment with Ransom. He's out. It's a two-bedroom. But I don't have a phone in my room. So I have to jerk off in the living room. If you have a roommate and you think he's never jerked off in the living room, think again. So I have to jerk off in the living room, but I don't want Ransom to come home. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. So I lock the door, but I also keep all the lights out because I don't need him stumbling in and seeing me jerking off in the fucking living room. So I grab the phone and I pull it into the, you know, over by, and there we have a couch, and I don't even know really how to do this. Because I do know I'm drunk, but I also know enough to realize that jerking off on the phone sex line is going to cost money. But then I decide, fuck this. It's my birthday. It's my present to myself. Who cares how much it costs? So I turn all the lights off, and I don't know if I'm supposed to start manually or if I let them get me started, and then I jerk off with them on the phone. Because the longer it takes them to get me off, the more it costs. So I decide I better start this up on my own. So I drop my pants, and when I say drop my pants, I did not take them off. I just pushed them down to my ankles, and then I went, sat bare ass on our leather couch, and I laid flat in the pitch black and grabbed the phone with my cock in my right hand and started dialing furiously the 900 fuck line. And that's what it was. It was like 1-900-976-FUCK. So it's dark. I'm dialing with my left hand. I'm jerking off with my right hand, trying to time it just right. Phone starts ringing. I got my phone to my ear, and they answer, and a man goes, hello. It's not supposed to be a man on the 900-976 fuck line. So I say, hello. And he says, how's it going? And I'm still jerking off with my right hand because I assume he's just kind of the way station to get me to a hot chick. And I said to him, I'm fine. How's it going with you? He said, nothing. I'm just sitting here doing nothing. And finally it dawned on me. I go, well, who is this? And he says, this is Sky. And I'm jerking off with my right hand. I got my phone on my left hand. I'm in the pitch black. And it dawns on me that Sky is the name of the oldest son of Katie, the woman that I want to bang. And in my drunken stupor, in the middle of the night, in the dark in my apartment, I accidentally drunk dialed Katie's house. And now I'm jerking off, talking to her 15-year-old boy. So he says, this is Sky. And I got the phone in my hand, and I'm jerking off. I go, Sky? He goes, yeah, who's this? And I went, oh, Sky, no. Oh, I can't believe I called you, Sky. This is Mike. And he goes, hi, Mike. And I freaked out. I actually grabbed a pillow and threw it over my cock. Like, he can't see me at this point, right? But I don't care. I'm covering up furiously. I don't know what to do. It's pitch black dark. I got the phone in one hand. I got my cock in the other. And he says, hi, Mike. And I go, oh, Sky, I didn't mean to call you. He goes, do you want me to suck your cock? What? He goes, Mike, do you want me to suck your cock? And then he unleashes a torrent of the dirtiest fucking blue streak talk I've ever heard in my life. Because, I mean, I know a lot of dirty fucking terms. No, no. This 15-year-old boy unleashed a torrent of filth upon me. And the worst part, I was so shocked, I got the phone in my hand. I'm still jerking off the whole time. Because I'm stunned. And I actually said, like, I didn't know. I'm listening to him talk, and I don't even think he's listening to me at this point. He's just letting me have it. And I go, no, Sky, I almost cried. Because I realized, I'm like, I know this kid, and this is a weird moment. And I'm like, no, Sky, no, don't. Is your mom there? Sky, is your mom there? And he doesn't even break. He just keeps talking, unleashing filthy, dirty talk on me. And he won't stop, and I don't know what to do. So the only thing I could do, I had like a flight instinct to run in my house. So I rolled over on the couch and I fall onto the floor right onto my fucking hard on, and I slam the phone down and I lay there face down, and I'm can't believe it. I'm stunned trying to process exactly what just happened. So I go to stand up and walk to my bedroom and promptly fall on my fucking face because my pants are down around my fucking ankles. And I hit the ground and I'm like, idiot. So I'm still drunk, but I don't know what happened, and I crawl to the bedroom and I crawl into bed. I don't even get undressed. I lay, you know, face down, bare ass, pants around my ankles, go into drunk sleep. Wake up in the morning, and I'm supposed to meet Katie for lunch. So I'm trying to piece together exactly what happened. I get a shower, I walk out, my roommate Ransom steps out, he goes, man, what happened to you last night? I go, dude, I don't even want to fucking talk about it. He goes, yeah, I come in, the fucking phone's on the coffee table, all the couch cushions are turned over. What the hell did you do in here? I said, oh, I had to make a phone call, but it's a long story. I didn't even want to get in, because I don't want to tell him, hey, I accidentally called a guy and fucked him. I mean, that's just weird. So I get dressed and I wait. Katie's picking me up for lunch at 2:00. So she shows up and I walk outside and I don't know what to say. Because when I grew up, my mom used to trap me with stuff. Like, she'd be like, I ditched school. I'd come home. She'd go, hey, how was school today? And I go, oh, it was fine. And she'd hit me in the head with a fucking spatula and go, I was at that school today. I know you weren't there. So I don't want Katie to go, hey, you want to go see the kids? I mean, I don't want that to fucking happen. So she comes back at 2:00 and to pick me up for lunch. She goes, hey, I'm running late. I was at the doctor late. We have to go to the house, and I have to pick some stuff up, and then we'll go eat on the Nevada side of Tahoe. And I said, oh, no, I don't want to go to your house. She's like, no, it's okay. We'll just stop by. I go, no, it's fine. I go, do me a favor. Drop me off at Caesars. I'll place a bet, and you can pick me back up. We'll eat there. She goes, look, shut up. We got to go to my house. I got to check on the kids. We're fine. So it's only like a 15-minute ride to her house, but it was, I mean, I'm still hungover, and now I'm nauseous because I don't want to see the kids, and I don't know what to expect when I get to her house. We pull into the driveway. She goes in. I go, I'm fine. I'll wait in the car. She goes, I'm going to be 15 minutes. Come in the house. So I go in, and her two youngest are in the living room, and I walk in, and I go, hey, guys, how was school? They go, fine. I said, this guy's not here, is he? They said, oh, yeah, he's upstairs. We'll get him. They just run off. Fuck. No. I just want to avoid him at this point. So they go upstairs, and Sky comes downstairs. I'm at the kitchen table. His mom is off on the phone, and it's just me. Because I don't want to see him. I don't know. Because if I do see him, I want to make sure Katie's in the room. Because he's not going to do anything while Katie's... I'm scared of a 15-year-old boy. And I don't know if he's going to come in and Katie will be there and he'll be like Eddie Haskell, like, yes, Mrs. Cleaver. And then she walks out and he's like, So I'm at the kitchen table and Katie's in the other room. Sky walks in. He goes, hey, Mike. Hey, Sky. He goes, I heard you got real drunk last night. And I didn't even want to talk about it. I'm just like, I go, yeah, who told you that? And he goes, oh, my mom did. She said it was hilarious. I said, oh, did I sound drunk on the phone? He goes, what? I said, did I sound drunk when we spoke on the phone last night? Because now I'm in it, so now I'm going to fucking fix it right now. He goes, what are you talking about? I go, when I talked to you on the phone last night, did I sound drunk, Sky? He goes, I didn't talk to you on the phone last night. I said, Sky, don't bullshit me. I called you in the middle of the night last night. You picked up the phone and we talked. He goes, man, you must have really been drunk. Because I slept over at Jeremy's last night. I wasn't here to answer the phone. I said, you weren't home? He goes, no. God, weirdo. He walks out. So now I can't figure out what's happening. Katie comes out. We go to lunch. And we get in the car. I go, hey, what time did you get home from the bar last night? She goes, 2:30. I said, was Sky here when you got home? She goes, no, he slept over at Jeremy's last night. I go, you sure he wasn't home? She goes, why? Did you come over here? I said, no, I called over here and I thought I talked to him. She goes, no, he wasn't here. So now I don't know what to fucking think. Like, the only thing I can think of is that her husband answered the phone. But would he pretend to be their 15-year-old son and ask to blow me? That doesn't make any sense. What kind of trick is that? So we go to lunch, and I figure, you know what? I'm off the hook. I don't even want to think about it anymore. I don't need to figure this out. It's over. Done. I don't want to analyze it because I'm sure there's some sort of weird Freudian bullshit. I was alone on my birthday, and I imagined a phone call where I jerked off to a guy who wanted to blow me. Oh, no! So I table it. I go, fuck that. This doesn't bear any further analysis. I forget about it. 2 weeks go by. I come home from work. My roommate Ransom says, hey, did you see the phone bill? I said, no, I just walked in the door. He goes, look at the phone bill. Look at the phone bill. It's $340. Normally about $100, give or take. And I looked at him and I go, man, who the fuck did you call? He goes, I didn't call anybody. You fucking called somebody. I go, no, I didn't. What are you talking about? He goes, look at the bill right here. And I scroll down the bill, and near the bottom, there's a 1-900 number call in the wee hours of July 30th for 48 minutes at $399 a minute, which is $191.52. And I go, dude, I didn't make that call. He goes, you must have made that call. That night you told me you made a phone call in the middle of the night. I said, yeah, but I... All right, look, I got to tell you this. I tried to call a phone sex line, yes. But I made a phone call, but it wasn't a phone sex line. I got a guy. And there wasn't like a robot operator that was like, you are on a phone sex line. It was just a dude who said hello, and then he talked. And I don't think there are guys at 1-900-FUCK. And he goes, well, that's not 1-900-FUCK. And what do you mean? He goes, look... And you look, and I dialed it, and I got the F and the C and the K, but the 3 on your phone, there's an F, but there's also a D. And instead of hitting the U, I hit the I. And I called 1-900-DICK. And got a gay phone sex operator who shared a name with the 15-year-old boy of the woman I wanted to bang in that town. Who the fuck is named Sky? Nobody, nobody! Seriously? You know who's named Sky? The kids of hippies and phone sex operators. That's it. So that's 20 years ago, and to this day, $192... still the most anyone has ever spent for me on my birthday. Thank you.
That's all for this week's Classic Risk Singles episode. Now, don't miss out on our regular full-length episodes. There's a brand new one every Tuesday. And everything you might want to know about us is at risk-show.com.